Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, they're back home, Terry Moore and Sousher. Certainly it was a bitter pill to swallow, that 32-point loss administered Sunday evening by Stanford. But flush it and move forward. I mean, it's November the 14th. Now it's the response and the takeaway from the loss that needs to be filed. Senior guard Sydney Perry.
Coach was saying this might be a blessing in disguise, you know, and winds our eyes a little bit and realizes, like, hey, we have a number by our name, but we got to bring it everywhere we go, whether it's at home or when we're in Florida playing another team with two bigs like Tennessee. We have to be better. It opened up the eyes of the younger players on our team, like our freshmen and transfers, and even some of our sophomores who haven't played in big games like this before, just realizing that any team that comes to play us is going to give it their all. And I think we just have to stick together through this. I mean, really tough loss, but all we can do right now is learn from it. And
senior guard Sydney Parrish, the women will host Murray State Friday at Simon Scott at 7 o'clock. The fellows will play Wright State Thursday at 7, and they've got some things to work on as well. Sixers on the airwaves tonight in Philly. Mark Boylan is pregame at 7 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
So you play for pride, the seniors, the old brass platoon, and the W against Michigan State Saturday, and the continued improvement of redshirt freshman quarterback Brendan Sorsby, who's accounted now for 12 touchdowns over the last 4 weeks, all of them starts. And you certainly can't pin that loss in overtime at Illinois on him. That deplorable defense was deplorable. Even these last couple of weeks, offensive coordinator Rod Carey has seen his quarterback command things better. And in the grand scheme of things, as he was telling us on Monday,
ran the ball good, threw the ball good, and so some things are starting to slow down for him. The game management side, he understood what type of game we were in. Understanding the two differences in the last 2 weeks of games and his ability to do that, I think, has been good. It's a rep base again, right? The more you play, the more you understand, the more you do, and there's been a lot of improvement.
That's offensive coordinator Rod Carey on quarterback Brendan Sorsby. Hoosiers, by the way, early week, 4.5-point favorites to retain the spittoon for back-to-back seasons. That would be the first time since it won 3 in a row 54 years ago. Pacers in Philadelphia tonight. Mark Boylan is pregame at 7. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.